From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The public will be afforded the opportunity to comment on the allocation of a $10 million downtown revitalization grant at two upcoming meetings. Hudson was chosen to receive the award by the state's Downtown Revitalization Initiative in August. The meeting will be led by the Planning Committee's co-chairs, Matthew Nelson, and Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton. At the first meeting this week, committee members will review the DRI application, the process, roles and responsibilities, and scheduling. There will also be an opportunity for public comment at the end of the meeting. During the second meeting on October 26, the committee will, and I quote, fully engage with the public regarding process and projects, end quote, according to a statement from the mayor. The $10 million award will be used to revitalize Hudson's downtown neighborhoods and generate new opportunities for long-term growth. The first meeting of the Downtown Revitalization Local Planning Committee will take place at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October the 19th. The second will be held Thursday, October the 26th, also at 6 p.m. Both meetings will be held at John L. Edwards Primary School, located at 360 State Street in Hudson. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lee Hornbeck is reporting for the Times Union. The State Office of General Services will auction off 50 acres of land along State Farm Road in Kinderhook next month. Only one building can be built on the parcel, which must otherwise be used for agricultural purposes. The acreage is located on both sides of the road. The Valencia Kill Creek runs along the back end of the property on the east side, where there is also a large pole barn, a two-bay garage, a root cellar, and a mobile home. Approximately 25% of the parcel is wooded. The property line is directly across the road from Conkle Lane, the access road to Volunteer Park. The minimum bid is $200,000. The auction will be held at Kinderhook Town Clerk's office at 3211 Church Street in Valencia at 10 a.m. on Thursday, November the 9th. Bidder and broker affidavits must be submitted to OGS Legal Services by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 7th. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Anthony Peduccia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Peter M. Margolius, former Catskill Town Justice and longtime legal practitioner, died last week at the age of 71. Peter Mattis Margolius was born in New York City. In 1968, he earned his bachelor's degree in government from Wesleyan University. Later that year, he enlisted in the U.S. Army and served in the 519th Military Intelligence Battalion during the Vietnam War. He was awarded the Joint Services Command Medal. Margolius graduated from Albany Law School and in 1979 opened his private practice in Catskill. He went on to serve Greene County as a prison prosecutor, first assistant district attorney, assistant public defender, and attorney for the village of Catskill. He served as a Catskill Town Justice from 1997 to 2014. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzione first met Margolius in 1983. Stanzione said, and I quote, "He was very seriously committed to the practice of law. This is a tremendous loss to the legal practice. He will be missed," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union that Vormans knows the Schoharie County Mountain and three-quarter-mile long hiking trail is being donated to the state. At an elevation of about 1,200 feet, Vormans Knows dominates the view in the Schoharie Valley off Route 30 near Middleburg. The property has been protected by the not-for-profit Vormans Knows Preservation Corp for 34 years. The mountain has a prominent place in the history of the region, figuring in stories about Revolutionary War patriots fighting against the British. The top of the mountain features a large flat area commonly known as the dance floor. The Summit Trail also connects with Long Path, a 350-mile trail between New York City and Albany County. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is day 14 of the WGXE 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXE Hands-On Radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. However, a patchy frost is possible again into early Wednesday morning. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 43. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 7:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:09 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 17th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.